moves is made, niggas is paid. That's just how it is. When my time is up, I'ma be out, but I'ma try to live. I mean, day by day, ain't nothing sweet about it. Act like you don't know what I'm saying, you read about it. Built for war like an armadillo. Smother your ass, tooth through the pillow. My shit is brilliant. Manic depressive and my head hurts. No, give me your dough and your hoe in here. Take these four hot things. I got things that make niggas spin. Put niggas in the wind where you never see niggas again. I bless a nigga with stitches for thin type. And a straight razor will put pinstripe across your windpipe.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's with sad news to announce that DMX Earl Simmons has passed away at the age of 50 years old. And man, this is just like a gut punch, dog. Like, for real, I'm just really down about it. I'm really sad about it. I just been crying and crying and crying because of how much DMX like meant to me and how much I understand that DMX meant to hip hop. You know, it's just crazy, man. And he was just a warrior, just a fighter. You know, he fought for years, man, battling his addictions and prison and everything like that, being a dad and everything, like, you know, just the industry, a lot of different things, man, and dealing with like the past traumas of his life and his childhood and stuff like that. It hurts deeply, you know, that last week when we got the reports last weekend of him, you know what I'm saying, suffering the OD and just being in grave condition in the ICU this whole time. Shout out to all the fans and the friends and family that went out and supported, that just prayed for him every day outside of the hospital where he was being kept at. That was just like remarkable. And it's a good thing that we all we all came together with the hope that he could survive the situation, that he could make it out, that a miracle could happen. You know what I'm saying? No matter how unlikely that it would be, you know, we all had hope that a miracle would happen and that DMX would still be here with us, you know. And I'm getting kind of choked up now thinking about it. You know, pardon me, man. I became a DMX fan when I was a kid. You know, my dad was a DJ, so my dad had to, you know, just be up on all the music. So, you know, reasons why I do this steak and egg shit, reason why I do this hip hop stuff, is because of my dad and because of artists like DMX and Jay-Z and even KRS-One and Rakim and Big Daddy Kane and Biggie. And DMX is a product of that. And I feel like I'm a product of artists like DMX. I went to see DMX in concert when I was 9 years old at the Hard Knock Life tour that they eventually made the Backstage movie off of. I remember those summers of when hip hop was just lit. I can just remember the breeze. I can remember what the sun was like outside. I can remember what it was like for every car to be jamming to Rough Riders Volume 1 or to It's Dark and Hell Is Hot, Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, Rough Riders Volume 2. You know, the first time I heard DMX, he was on Money, Power, Respect with the Lox, and then he was on Take What's Yours off of Mace album and on 24 Hours to Live. And then it was just like, eventually he just like stepped through the door with Get At Me Dog and just kind of just like really, you know, bum rushed his way through the industry with a movement with the Rough Riders, you know, and they had bikes and they had, you know, like bikes and ATVs. They had dogs, pit bulls, Rottweilers, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was just something ill. And at the same time, while they were making their mark in the industry, you had Rockefeller, and to know that and Murder Inc., you know, and Rockefeller and Murder Inc. and Rough Riders were like a big tandem, you know what I'm saying? I remember they were making it like DMX, Jay-Z, and Ja Rule were gonna be a group, a trio, and they had songs with each other to kind of solidify that, you know what I'm saying? And that was the catalyst for them to do the Rock the Mic tour. I mean, not the Rock the Mic tour, but the Hard Knock Life tour, you know what I'm saying? So as a kid, I got to see that. I got to experience that as a kid. My dad tricked us, and, you know, The Matrix had just came out that day or the day before, if I'm not mistaken. And they came to town for the concert. And I'm not even thinking that we're going to go to the concert, like, as much as I wanted to go to the concert. And you got to think, I'm 8, 9 years old. And it's like, hip hop was this big thing for me because I had been raised up in it, you know what I'm saying, prior to that. So, you know, when you got this new regime of artists, this is after Biggie and Pac had passed away. And so hip hop is looking for who's going to be those next guys. And here comes DMX and Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? And man, when I tell you what it was like as a 9-year-old to experience something like that, you know, I got to experience that. I got to see him again when I was about 22 and he came to town and I got to see him perform again. But I'll never forget that feeling of seeing DMX perform when I was a 9-year-old kid, man, with, you know, Method Man and Red Man and Jay-Z. Jay-Z had the entire Rockefeller there. You know, Ja Rule was there. Eve, Dragon, the Lox was there. You know, it was something so epic, man. And DMX had, he was riding off of the high of It's Dark and Hell Is High that came out and it was successful. And within that same year, just months apart, he did Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood. And Flesh of My Flesh is one of my favorite DMX albums. Like, man, back when I had a gold Impala, I listened to that album every day. Any nigga that hopped in my car had to listen to that album, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's how much DMX means to me, man, to personally be affected. Just seeing him go through his episodes of, you know, depression and addiction and everything. And I remember they had like a show on BET and I used to watch the show, and he had went to prison on the show and then he had got out. And I remember him being down there in Arizona and everything like that. Like this has always been my guy, always been one of my favorite rappers, bro. And you know, I wish life was a little bit different for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm happy that we got to get his presence. And like I said in my last Nipsey video as well, it's crazy how you can get attached to somebody through music, through just their presence, through sound, you know, relating to their stories, and their stories be similar to what you going through or what yours. And so to understand that his story of everything he went through as a kid with his mom, him going off to like boarding school and stuff like that, he just a humble dude, just humility. Like, you know, I remember Swiss Beatz saying that X was one of those dudes that, you know, just because you were homeless or anything like that, he didn't think different of you. He looked at you like you were a human being as well. No matter how much money he had, you know what I'm saying? No matter how much success he had, he never was afraid to stay grounded as much as possible. Just being a dad, he had a lot of kids, but he was still someone's dad, bro. You know, it's sad, man, and it hurts. And I was happy that he tried to hold on as much as possible. I'm happy that he tried to hold on for as long as he could. For years, he's been trying to hold on for as long as he could. But this time, he was really trying to hold on. But I think it was just a little bit too late for him, man. RIP DMX, man. Without DMX, we wouldn't have artists like Youngberg and Hitmaker. You know, Rough Riders wouldn't be Rough Riders if it wasn't for DMX. You know, just like his voice was an instrument. You know, he could just do the hook of a song and make that song. Like, you could feel his presence on the song. Like, you know, for him to hop on Money Cash Hoes with Jay-Z, and on the remix, he has a verse, but on the original version, he just has the hook. But he makes Money Cash Hoes, Money Cash Hoes. You know what I'm saying? He makes that song, that song. He makes Take What's Yours with Mace, that song, because he did the hook and his presence and his voice. His voice could be used as an instrument that, like, you know, his scream that, ah, you know what I'm saying? It was like, and how, There will never be another DMX. There will never be another Earl Simmons, bro. There will never be another dude to really sit here and name off about 20 women on the song talking about what these chicks want from me. And, you know, it hurts, bro. It hurts so bad, man. It hurts so bad. I'm hurting for hip-hop, just being a fan and a student of hip-hop and of the game. And like I said, just growing up in this, man, with my dad being a DJ. So, you know, but he was connected to DMX on a personal level because he felt his pain and he felt the story. And DMX was one of his favorite rappers. And we just always listened to DMX growing up. And I remember a few months ago on Facebook, some dude was just saying like, oh, you know, this is around the time King Von passed away. And some dude was just like, oh, if we keep losing all these rappers, we gonna have to be stuck listening to DMX. And I was straight just like, my nigga, like, real niggas never stop listening to DMX, bro. And he was like, yes, we have. We not listening to DMX. And I'm like, we? Who's we, my nigga? Like, I never stopped listening to DMX, bro. Never, bro. You know what I'm saying? Never have I ever, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, bro, he might have dropped albums later on in his career that probably wasn't hidden as much, but DMX is DMX, and you can't take that from him. You can't take away what he did to the industry, what he did for the game, who he is as a poet, as a lyricist, as a God-fearing man. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude can really sit here and do prayer. He would always stop a show and do a prayer, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude did a prayer at the Hard Knock Life Tour when I was 9. Like, stopped the show and did a prayer, bro. Like, this has always been him. And I'm just happy that when we started up the Steak and Eggs thing and we started really putting videos on YouTube, and last year during quarantine, there was a video of DMX that we posted that if you're watching this on YouTube, I'll link in the, you know, at the end of the video. But it was a DMX really just giving real good game and real gems to like survival and just life and trust in God and everything. And that's just who he was, you dog. Like, he was just like a real, real solid human being, bro. Real solid human being, bro. You know, we got the experiences versus with Snoop Dogg. So he was just in the studio with Benny the Butcher laying down music, bro. Like, why, X, man? Why did you have to go, man? Why did you have to go, man? Like, you grow up and think that people supposed to live forever, and you expect it, you know what I'm saying? And it hurts, you know? But I will always just say, man, that I love DMX for just being a real person, for just being a real artist, a real lyricist, a real poet, never being afraid to be vulnerable. You know, I have countless of favorite songs by him. Some of my favorite moments is when he's never afraid to speak his mind on if he likes an artist or not. He, you know, saying, I remember when he didn't really care for Drake or Rick Ross or Jeezy and everything like that. And it's like, when he speaks on it, it's like he really don't be like fucking with niggas, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like nothing impresses him. Like, he just, you know, I guess he all right, you know. But I was wondering, it was funny last year when he was confused, he got Lloyd Banks and Tony Yayo mixed up, so he was confused, and he was like, Lloyd Banks, I like, dude, whack, man, he whack. And it like was this big ordeal and everything like that, and then come to find out like a few days later, he was like, oh, no, I fuck with Banks, I meant Tony Yayo, that's the whack one. Like, so it's like, man, it's just like you always find some like type of humor through what he would do or say, man. The time he was on the roller coaster with his daughter and shit, you know. I love X, man. This one really hurts, man. I'm torn by it. I'm really messed up about it. Long live the dog. Long live Earl Simmons, man. You did so much for me and for kids like me and for hip hop. I'm probably not going to stop crying, but I'm going to listen to this music and watch these movies that he did, man, and let his legacy continue on, man. Double R, Rough Riders for Life, dog. Thank you so much, DMX, man, for everything you did for me and just inspiring me to be able to do this shit that I'm doing right here. You know what I'm saying? And so RIP to DMX, man. Y'all take care.
Always trust everyone to be themselves, but trust in the fact that you can see them well. I mean, so it's like, you know, trust. It takes too much energy to not trust someone. I mean, takes too much energy. You ain't got to stay two steps ahead of him or whatever. Right. But trust them to be them.
Right. To be themselves.
Trust the snake to right. bite you. Right. Trust the lion to laugh. Trust right. the thief to steal from you. Like, trust them to be them. Too. But right. know them when you see them. Right.